Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you about visions and dreams. Some of you called in late, but we want to tell you, if you got to meet your planet, see, go to my website, thuseatheryourself.com. Go check out Bishop TT and make your seed, plant your seed. I'm praying for you and you tonight. And we're talking about visions, dreams, and some of you didn't call in last night. Some lady said she didn't understand what I was talking about. I hope you understand what that means. And we're on 5 days a week. On Tuesday, cross over to ancestors. And tonight, we're going to deal with some of the stuff that you've been talking about. Thank you, Sister Bright Star. Karen, I'm praying for you as the damage to your heart. And the lights are off in Bossier City. and the lights off in some parts of Dallas. And we're praying that the lights in Sweetport and Bossier City be turned on. So God, is the money being spent in the wrong place? The money should be spent to help the people.
This is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the violence throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about doors opening up for you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that. And I just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family problem, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate with tools. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. And I want to let you know your business is about to flow. I'm going to tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, wherever I live, all is well. And I want to say it again, all is well for you, the new job, and the things that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire or you're trying to get a new job or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the $1 trillion flow. You can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, or payday, $1 trillion flow, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live screen. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things losing planes, and we're talking about some of the storms, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, to listen to Bishop.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said hi and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Or y'all ain't going to pray with me. But as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there, ain't got no job. You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on, and you're accepting it. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning. Yes. I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator,
yes,
who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thank you.
I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody need to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Oh,
you've
yes.
been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering
yes.
too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor and look at, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in, because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he holds his head up and said, look,
yeah,
I'm on my father's property.
Well,
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Glory. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faith to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The
yes.
people's unwashed, contrary, don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Yes.
Now, that's like I have loved you. We done come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able, and I believe that you will. Now,
yes.
See bottles down here. Now, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. Oh God, have mercy this evening. Be served, Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, somebody daughter's in on the comb. Somebody son is on the
comb. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places.
Thank you, Brother Peyton, with that prayer. This is divine talk tonight. And I want to share with you. I hope I'm coming in very clear. I want to ask you visions that you receive daily and the visions that you see every day. Sometimes you're able to interpret, sometimes you can't interpret. Because you have give your spirit over to the universe, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You have to be one with God. And when you one with God, every door closed, y'all better hear me, it will open up. Now, I want to
know if the one is very clear. I don't know if you hear.
I don't
know
static.
I
want you
to
be
clear.
With the word of God. You
might
have
an
echo. If you got an echo on your phone, just press 1-1
on your echo.
You're not good at
this echo.
Because
I can feel it
myself. Okay. Now, we got the rear of the echo. Now, what I want to ask you tonight, from and visions. That means when you see a vision, people have vision all the time. People have dreams all the time. And they don't hardly know what they mean. Sometimes it means resurrection. Sometimes it means death. Sometimes it means God is getting ready to heal your body and your mind. Of God and the divine word of God is healing you right now. Now, if you have a dream or one, if all these people, I got 100 people on here, you tell me 100 people ain't got no dream, something going on with you. And you ain't got no vision. They say you perish when you don't have a vision for God. Somebody tonight, and you don't know how to interpret. Somebody tonight had a vision. You don't know what it means. Somebody had did what you were doing. And they don't know how to deal with it. Tonight, I want to bring you to the spiritual realm of Venus, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and all the planets in the universe. Your walk with God. Or you might understand what God wants you to do. Now, sometimes you pick up what God wants you to do because you is too busy doing some stuff for yourself. Tonight, I want to take this time out, interpret your dreams, your vision. Now, if you have no dream, interpret your dream. If you ain't have no vision, I can't tell you what a vision is, okay? So some of you is crossed up and messed up because you not embrace the God of the universe, God of the water, the God of the wind, the God of the universe. You still playing games with your life, your family, with your father, your daughter, your husband, your sister, whatever. Because you won't repent from what's going on with you. I told you last night about that thing that's going down. Somebody said, somebody had a prophecy on it. Somebody got a dream about it. You may not have known that dream. And resurrection. Tonight, divine talk here, all is well. Now, if you have a dream, you lay down your dream, or you got up and you look and you seen a vision, or after you seen the vision, you that you're able to see what nobody else sees. And when you clairvoyant, God already give you the gift. Your gift, what are you talking about? So I want you to get ready, receive the gift that God got for you, and receive the gift that will open up a door for you. Now, if you want to ask this question, do you have a dream? Have you dreamed that you know what it meant? Or you had a vision and you didn't know what it was? I'm giving you the opportunity to talk about your dream, your vision, and your gift of healing. And some of you have gifts you don't even know you got them. I want Sister Pearl to talk about sister and brothers in her family. They don't do that no more. They don't have big family no more because they've been taught not to have no family. You know, women trying to get skinny, trying to get a church and a little. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Your job as a woman is to have children. Your job as a man to be fruitful and multiply. God loves the world. He gave that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. And you, you know, them soothsayers, them witches and warlocks, and psychic people couldn't read it. They had a gift from God to tell the king, your kingdom finna fall because you got to hold it. But he could interpret the dream. And tonight, if you got a dream, if you got a dream, Pearl, I see your hand up. You want to tell us about some way, I don't know what happened, come through. You listening now? I don't know what happened to that. It didn't come through. Let me see. Your line, I don't know if you know or not. So, I don't know what to say. 7589, your line open. I don't know if the line is the people hearing what's happening. Let me go to right here. If you got a drink, press one on your phone. I know that you're getting through. Let me try right here. Okay. 1283.
Bishop. Bishop?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
Bishop,
you're
your line going in and out.
Huh?
It's going in and out.
Yes, it's exactly. Wait, I know it. Okay. Now,
now
you hear me clear
now?
You can hear. Yeah, I can hear you.
Now,
reason I was saying that is several people come on, but I can hear
what
they were
saying.
I hear you clear, but it's just an echo. It's clear, but it's like an echo behind it.
Okay.
It's better than it was because it was going off and on.
Okay. I'm glad.
That was a loss of echo in the now, right?
Yeah, it's a little back, like you fall behind back and stuff. It's not. It needs to be corrected a little bit.
Now, how do you hear right now as I speak? Is it clear or is it going in and out?
It's clear right now, yeah.
Okay, that was it. That means you have to adjust.
It's something that you're going off where you can't hear something and you don't hear something.
Is it coming clear to you now?
Not right now, no, it isn't. With the echo,
it ain't falling.
It's like that.
Oh, okay. You're like
it's messing up.
It's messing up.
Yeah, say something I can tell you now.
I want to know. Is it coming through? Because of my vision, dream, prophecy.
It won't. It's not coming through.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Vision, dreams, and prophecy. I have to adjust this set. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's not coming through. Can we get it adjusted? Let me see what this is.
Invested and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it.
Yeah, sometimes it don't come through when I speak, and that's what that is. Let me see it this right here.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this.
Everything that the devil stole, God give it back to me.
He had my joy,
he had my peace,
he had my peace,
he had my peace. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me.
It means something. So some of you are crossed up, messed up, and don't want to know the truth. When it's going to be, bitch, don't tell me the truth. I just want to keep telling you. But tonight, not to a valley, or carry you to an ocean, or carry you to a mountain. He's trying to refer something to you, like Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. Really,
the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen. Yes. And her God was not dead. Yes. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel, it was moving, and that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel, and God's universal plan, and all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels glory God. Father, make it please. So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood, a valley of slavery and oppression, a valley of sorrow, so that often we have to say, will it be a day? I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. A prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looks beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. destructive mountain surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a battle in Babylon. Surata, he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind. A spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem and Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a star-doing service, in a star-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that we're out on the periphery of things, he'd miss something. Then the Lord led him round and about for that, or took him and encompassed for that, circled it on all sides, that he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. Son of man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? Son of man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? Son of man, you are a heart specialist. Son of man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. No, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you found highways upon the sea. And you you've made your own highway under the sea. Can be bones live? Can be bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. But we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant, and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God, when we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, you go out to give you the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. The Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can those dry bones to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometimes
for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones, to preach in that valley of helplessness, and in that valley of lifelessness, in that valley of hopelessness, my Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah, when he looked around to observe this rumbling, dear God, he saw those dry bones in motion. Yes. Foot bone, stretching out ankle bone, an ankle bone, the medium toward knee bone, oh yeah, and knee bone, the connecting with thigh bone, and thigh bone, the moving on toward hip bone, and hip bone, well, they're moving toward backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying into neck bone. And neck bone was tying into head bone. Well, the prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, it's trouble. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yeah. I want you to just to wait a little while and let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah. And let me, all of that matter, to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the bone. Let skin begin to cover those curtains. Oh Lord, but Lord, all we have now are corpses here lying on the ground. Turn now and get to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe the Lord. Lord, Lord, and blow breath into these bodies. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is the hear God word. Hear God word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to put on the international fellowship. It's all right to call on the scholar. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. His word. His word. His word. His word. He's a bridge in deep water. His word. He's a lamp to your soul. Bring peace. He never confused.